Hi, Nikki. So I just seen your
Hey.
email about husband, and I'm not sure. Oh, excuse me. I'm not sure what are we doing here? What is the case manager like? Is there an issue that I don't know about with the case manager? I didn't read it
So,
thoroughly, so I'm just making sure because there's no. She's scheduled for her full 49 hours. Oh.
okay. So Heather, I guess, called. Remember when we were just on the phone? I had to call Janelle. So Janelle is her case manager. And Janelle asked me about another issue. That's why I told her I would give her a call back when I found out something.
But this
Janelle said
shouldn't be an issue,
that,
though, right? I'm sorry, go
well, I guess Heather calls Janelle, puts the
ahead.
caregiver on the phone to talk to Janelle about why is the caregiver not getting all the 49 hours. Are you sending like two caregivers or something?
I don't. So at the beginning, of start for this client, we had already knew that Ashley was not going to work all of the hours. So this was actually told to me from y'all or.
No, what I'm saying is I don't know why the caregiver, I don't even know why the caregiver got on the phone with the case manager to begin with. I don't know why that woman called the case manager talking about those hours and making a big deal out of it. I said,
So,
but
yes,
she
it
is.
doesn't make sense because the client doesn't want anybody else. So, that was what I was told as well. The client only wanted Ashley. She only came here for Ashley. She literally waited for Ashley. So, I don't know where we
Is there a
stand.
reason why we're not scheduling her then the 49 hours? Ashley don't want them. She can't work them.
What are you saying? Have you looked at the client's schedule?
Girl, no. And I've been here trying to do three different things. That's why I'm like, let me remember to email Rachel about what Janelle said so I didn't forget.
So that's where I'm confused at because again, if you look at her calendar, it definitely says 49 hours. She was scheduled for 49 hours since she started.
Well, I'm gonna.
Yeah,
I'll call.
she started midweek,
Okay,
so
I will.
you're not gonna get the full 49 hours. Like I'm sorry, she started on a Monday and she was at orientation earlier that day, so she went over there for 2 hours. So even that first week, and then the aide called off on a Wednesday. So the aide is the one who's been calling off. The aide called off 3 days this week. So she's not going to get her full 49 hours because she called off. Last week, the client had a doctor's appointment. So she's not going to get her full 49 hours. The week before that was just to start care. And again, the aide called off 2 days after care was started. So that's why she's not getting 49 hours. I just don't want to seem like it's falling on scheduling as much as it's maybe they're confused over there.
Who?
The caregiver, the client, and the case manager.
No, the case manager was just repeating to me what Heather and then the staff said to her.
That's
That's
all
what she was
them.
going off
Because
of. And I'm like, why'd they even call?
yeah.
I don't know. I'll call Heather in a second.
I mean, I can call her if you want me to. That's
I just
fine.
think this is stupid if she knows she's getting the hours. Like, I don't even know her point and why they would call. And the caregiver, why are you even on the phone with the case manager?
Because that's what the clients be doing. That's how cool they be. I'm about to call her right now and get some, because the caregiver's over there. So I'll give a call right now.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.